With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The media gets caught up in President Trump's drive to streamline the government, improving efficiency and cutting the wasteful spending of taxpayer dollars.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed Wednesday that many media outlets, including Politico, received funds from the U.S. Agency for International Development, the agency that is currently undergoing a forensic audit by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Leavitt said more than $8 million taxpayer dollars have gone to essentially subsidize subscriptions on the American taxpayer's dime. She said the DOGE team is working on canceling those payments now. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump's blueprint for redeveloping Gaza is drawing mixed reviews in the Mideast.
Israel says it has begun preparations for the departure of large number of Palestinians from the Gaza Strip, in line with President Donald Trump's plans for the territory. Officials, meanwhile, said Egypt has launched a diplomatic blitz behind the scenes to try and head off the plan. The Palestinians and much of the international community have rejected Trump's proposal. Egypt has warned that such a plan could undermine its historic peace treaty with Israel. Israeli leaders have welcomed Trump's proposal. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says America must return to its faith-based roots.
From the earliest days of our republic, faith in God has always been the ultimate source of the strength that beats in the hearts of our nation. We have to bring religion back.
Mr. Trump speaking at this morning's prayer breakfast at the U.S. Capitol. A second employee has died following this week's shooting at a warehouse in New Albany, Ohio, just northeast of Columbus. On Wall Street, stock futures are higher now. The Dow futures are up 43 points. NASDAQ futures better by 5 points. This is SRN News. Delaware Democrats are determined to pass assisted suicide.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has agreed to temporarily block prison officials from transferring 3 men who are living as women back to men's facilities and terminating their access to hormone therapy. Those actions were to be undertaken because of the executive order signed by President Trump ending federal support for transgenderism. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth in Washington, D.C. issued the written ruling after hearing a plaintiff's attorney argue that the order discriminates against transgender people. SRN News. A second variety of bird flu has turned up in U.S. dairy cows.
The Agriculture Department reports dairy cattle in Nevada have been infected with a new type of bird flu, one that's different from the version that's been spreading in herds since last year. The detection indicates that distinct strains of the H5N1 bird flu have spilled over from wild birds into cattle at least twice. Experts say that raises new questions about wider spread and the difficulty of controlling infections in animals and the people who work closely with them. At least 67 people in the U.S. have been infected with bird flu, most of them working with dairy or cattle. I'm Ben Thomas.
Federal investigators say aggressive deceleration, a disabled braking system, and slippery tracks are to blame for a 2023 Chicago train crash. Left dozens of people injured, the CTA train slamming into a slow-moving snowplow that was on the tracks. More details at SRNnews.com.